Welcome to the Hacker News Daily for Monday, July 9. Today's highlights. The bulk of software engineering in 2018 is just plumbing. And a div that looks different in every browser. And having Alzheimer's at 38, an article from 2015. So let's get started. Number one, the bulk of software engineering in 2018 is just plumbing. That's from a personal website, carlhughes.com. It's got 325 points and raised a decent amount of 230 comments. Second up, a div that looks different in every browser. It's a Twitter post. It's got 300 points and raised 70 comments. Next up, having Alzheimer's at 38, an article from 2015. It seems to be from a personal website as well, scored 240 points and raised almost 100 comments. Next up, what cracking open a Sonos One tells us about the Sonos IPO. It's again from a personal blog, blog.bolt.io, it seems. Scored 170 points and raised 166 comments. Next up, literate programming. Empower your writing with MX Org Mode. It's about the MX text editor. It comes from the website offerson.com, probably a personal website. Scored 160 points and raised 60 comments. Right, what's next? Inside China's dystopian dreams, AI, shame, and lots of cameras. It's an article from the New York Times. It scored 156 points and raised 107 comments. Next up, police raid at Zwiebelfreunde. Donor data compromised. Interesting. It comes from tails.boom.org. Scored 150 points and raised 50 comments. Next up, my favorite apps on F-Droid. For those of you who don't know, F-Droid is the open source alternative to the Google Play Store. It comes from the website quap.com, scored 130 points and raised 60 comments. Second to last, why MasterCard doesn't use OAuth 2.0. Well, that's an authentication standard. It comes from developer.mastercard.com, scored 130 points and raised 50 comments. Last one for today, version control before Git with CVS. The ancient days prior to having Git. It comes from 12bithistory.org, scored 130 points and raised 170 comments. That was the Hacker News Daily for today, July 9. And looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.